Welcome to 20 Minute Christian Counselor. My name is Rob Orem. I've been a pastor and a counselor for over 30 years. And in this podcast, I provide biblical counsel for the practical matters of life. So if you're experiencing some struggles, either personally or in a relationship, and you're looking for some helpful wisdom, keep listening for the next 20 minutes or so. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back. Well, today I'm going to wrestle with the question, how can I forgive someone who's really hurt me? And let me just say up front, I want to acknowledge something. We've all been hurt, and we're all going to be hurt. We live in a broken, sinful world filled with broken, sinful people who hurt each other, sometimes unintentionally and sometimes intentionally. But not all hurt is the same. This is what I want to acknowledge at the front of this episode. Having someone not follow through to do something they promised to do is hurtful. But that's not the same kind of hurt as someone who has abused you in some way, physically or sexually, or assaulted you. My point is that not all hurt is the same, and so not all forgiveness is going to be the same. The goal is the same. The process, the time involved, can be very different. And I just want you to know this up front. I'm going to be giving some practical things today about forgiveness, but just recognize if you've been hurt in some significant way, give yourself the grace to realize it's going to take time. It's going to be a process, okay? So, how can I forgive someone who's really hurt me? I think we first need to talk about what forgiveness is. What is forgiveness? I think there's a lot of confusion on this. So let me start off by talking about what forgiveness is not, because I think there's some things we mix in with forgiveness. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Those are two different things. You can forgive someone but not forget what they've done. In fact, you shouldn't act like it never happened. Otherwise, it might happen again. Listen to this quote. Someone once said, "Forgive, but do not forget, or you will be hurt again. Forgetting loses the lesson." I think that's profound. Let me give you another quote. This is actually from John F. Kennedy. He said, "Forgive your enemies, but never forget their names." So the point is, there's a difference between forgiving and forgetting. You can forgive, but still remember what happened to protect yourself from being hurt by that person in that way again. Here's another thing forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not trust. Those are two different things. You can forgive someone, but that doesn't mean you trust them. That doesn't mean you have to trust them. Because again, they may do it again. People have to prove themselves trustworthy. Trust isn't something you automatically have to give to people. Jesus didn't trust everyone. In fact, in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, he said, "Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." You use your wisdom to carefully decide in whom you are going to trust. So forgiveness and trust are two different things. Another thing that forgiveness is not, at least not necessarily, forgiveness is not necessarily reconciliation. Listen, forgiveness requires nothing from the person we're forgiving. They don't even have to know we're forgiving them. But reconciliation, resuming a relationship, well, that's going to require that other person who hurt us to repent. So forgiveness and reconciliation are two different things. Just because we forgive someone doesn't mean we're going to continue in that relationship with that person. Proverbs 22 and verse 3 says, "The wise see danger and avoid it, but fools keep going and get into trouble." So it can be wise to remove yourself from relating to somebody. You can forgive them, but that doesn't mean you have to be reconciled in relationship with them. Here's another thing that forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not approval. Just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean you approve of what happened or what they did. Really, forgiveness is an acceptance of things that were out of your control, and that's hard to do. That's hard to accept. But it's important you understand if you forgive someone, it doesn't mean you approve of what they did. Another thing I think gets muddled together, forgiveness is not grief. You know, grief is something we feel, something we go through when we experience a significant loss. Grief is a natural process that we go through. Forgiveness is anything but natural. Forgiveness is something we have to choose to do. And so you can forgive someone and still have to go through a grieving process that's going to involve working through a lot of emotions. And just because you're struggling with feelings of sadness and anger and all of these things doesn't mean that you're not forgiving. They're two different things. And by the way, if you're going through or struggling with some grieving in your life, I have an episode called How Can I Get Over My Grief that I would encourage you to listen to. I think it'll be helpful for you. So those are some things that forgiveness is not. And I think it's important for you to understand these things because we tend to mix them together and that makes forgiveness more difficult or seem impossible. So what is forgiveness then? If those are things that forgiveness is not, what is forgiveness? Well, here's what it is. Forgiveness is an intentional choice. It's a decision. It's an act of your will despite how you feel. It's interesting. The original word in the Bible for forgive means to let go. To let go. So forgiveness means letting go. Letting go of what? Letting go of the feelings of hate or bitterness or anger or resentment or hostility, letting them go. Forgiveness means letting go of the desire for retaliation, the desire for revenge. That is what forgiveness is. So I think now we need to wrestle with another question. Why? Why do I have to forgive? Why? Well, there's several reasons. First of all, holding on to unforgiveness in your heart hurts you. You may not realize this, but it's hurting you. It's causing you emotional damage. The anger, the bitterness, the hatred, the resentment that you're carrying around inside of you is eating you up from the inside. It's hurting you. And that can cause physical damage. It can cause stress, high blood pressure, anxiety, depression. It can lower your immunity, all kinds of physical consequences to unforgiveness. It also can cause relational damage. Suddenly, you're afraid to trust, and you're walking around in distrust and fear, insecurity, maybe hostility. And then ultimately, unforgiveness also causes damage spiritually in your relationship with God. Speaking of God, what does God say about forgiveness? Well, he actually says a lot about it. There's a lot about forgiveness in the Bible. I just want to share a couple things with you because this is important. Ultimately, we want to look at forgiveness and see it for what it is through God's eyes, what he says it is. So listen to what Jesus said. For if you forgive men their trespasses, trespasses is just a fancy word for wrongs, sins. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That is a hard, bitter pill to swallow. Jesus is saying, if you forgive others, God, your heavenly Father, will forgive you. If you don't forgive others, he will not forgive you. You might remember Jesus told a story, a powerful story. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 18. It's all about why we should forgive. And the story goes like this. There was a king, a rich, powerful king, who had a servant, and this servant owed him just an enormous amount of money, like an impossible debt. And he came and asked the servant for payment, and the servant said, I'm sorry, I can't pay you. Please have mercy. Please forgive me. And the king, out of his grace and mercy and forgiveness, forgave the servant and let him go, just wiped his debt free and forgave him. The story goes on to say this servant, this forgiven servant, goes out, finds a fellow servant who owes him just a few bucks. And again, he demands payment. His fellow servant says, I don't have it. And instead of showing the same forgiveness that he received from the king, this evil servant gets angry and has his fellow servant thrown into prison because he couldn't pay him his few bucks. Well, the king hears about this, and he's upset. He gets really mad, and he orders this evil servant, whom he had forgiven, to be thrown into jail and to be punished and kept there until he could pay his full debt. Why? Because he was forgiven so much, and yet he went out and didn't even forgive a little. And Jesus ends this story by saying, that is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from the heart. The Apostle Paul sums it up in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. And that's the bottom line. God commands us to forgive one another because he has forgiven us. So I want to encourage you to take a moment right now and to think about something. I want you to think about God's forgiveness in your life. Just pause for a minute and think about all of the inappropriate, sinful, evil thoughts that you've had through the course of your life, in your mind and in your heart. All the sinful ideas, the sinful desires, the sinful images, the sinful attitudes. Think about all the inappropriate, sinful things that you've said and done. Now, I'm not trying to lay some big guilt trip on you right now, but I think it's good for us sometimes to step back and to realize just how sinful we are. And how great God's forgiveness is. Think about this. Think about what God did to accomplish your forgiveness. You know, because of who he is, he couldn't just say, oh, that's okay. It's no big deal. It's no problem. He's holy. And he's just. And there has to be consequences for sin. A price has to be paid. And so God, the Father, the Creator, in his unbelievable love and grace and mercy for us, he made a way for us to be forgiven by him. How? By sending his son, Jesus, to pay the price for our sin. I mean, think about how the Father sacrificed his son. Think about how he separated himself from him and how he allowed him, how he watched him be ridiculed, and humiliated, and tortured, and brutally killed. Think about what Jesus had to do for your forgiveness. He had to leave his Father, step away from his Father for the first time in all of eternity, And he humbled himself and became a human being, and then allowed himself to be ridiculed and humiliated and tortured and brutally killed. And they did this so that we could be forgiven of our sins. You see, the more that we can truly recognize and appreciate all that our Father and Jesus the Son have done to accomplish our forgiveness, the more we can understand why we should forgive one another. So that leads us into the big issue here. How do I forgive somebody who's really hurt me? Well, I want to remind you again, your forgiveness of this person or these people who hurt you doesn't depend on them deserving it. It doesn't depend on them wanting it. It doesn't depend on them even acknowledging what they've done or changing their behavior. It doesn't depend on them at all. Your forgiveness is a decision, a choice, an act of your will despite whatever they are, whatever they do. The other thing that's so important to remember now is forgiveness is a process. It usually doesn't just happen in the snap of a finger. And I believe that the greater the hurt, the longer the process. Not necessarily, because God can do anything, but in general, the greater, the deeper the hurt, the longer the process. So let me give you some specific steps in the process of forgiving. And again, you might want to write these down. The first step is you have to be willing to acknowledge the hurt. You have to stop pretending it didn't happen, denying how much it hurt. You have to stop denying and pretending and just acknowledge the hurt and what was done, but bring it to God. Part of the acknowledging it, not just in yourself, bring it to God and say, God, I am really, really hurt from this. Just bring it to Him and acknowledge it. That's the first step. And the second step is that you have to recognize you need to forgive. You have to understand and believe that God is commanding you to forgive. And you can, it's okay if you say something like this to Him, Lord, I don't feel like I want to forgive this person, but I understand that you say that I have to. Just recognize God's command to forgive. And then the third step is you're going to make a decision. You decide you will work on forgiving. You're just going to decide to start the process of working on it. And again, ask God to help you. You cannot do this on your own. Lord, I am choosing to begin the process of forgiving. Please help me. And then the fourth step, this is an ongoing step. Remember what forgiveness is not. Constantly remember what I talked about earlier. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is not trusting. Forgiveness is not approving. Forgiveness is not necessarily reconciling. Remember these things as you're going through this process. Father, help me to remember these things. Bring these things to mind. And then another step. Constantly remind yourself of all that our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus have done to forgive you. The more you reflect on all that they've done to accomplish your forgiveness, the more you're going to be able to extend forgiveness to this person or these people. Father, Jesus, I thank you for all you did to make it possible for you to forgive me for my sins. Here's another step, and this is a tough one. Pray for the person or for the people who've hurt you. Jesus told us to do this. We're supposed to pray for our enemies. And this is not something you can do in your own strength. Lord, I pray that you will be at work in the heart in the mind and the life of this person or these people. Ask God to help you do this. In fact, throughout this whole process, constantly ask God to help you. Lord, I can't do this on my own. This is humanly impossible, but I'm asking you to help me. And lastly, you may need some help from somebody else. Sometimes you just need someone to come alongside you and guide you and help you and support you, whether it's a close friend, a pastor, a Christian counselor. That's okay. God has created us to need one another. You don't have to try to do this all on your own. Reach out for some help. The key to all of this is willingness. Are you truly willing to forgive? Are you willing to let God help you forgive? Having a willing heart is the first step. If you will have that, God will help you in the process after that. The reality is there is no easy way to forgive. And it doesn't just happen automatically. It takes intentionality. And it takes hard work, hard emotional, spiritual work. But God commands you to do it. He commands me to do it. And God is always available to help us do what he commands us to do. So just in closing, here's a prayer that I want to encourage you to begin praying today and every day. Lord Jesus, because of all you've done for me, so that I can be forgiven of my sins, out of love and obedience to you, I choose to begin the process of forgiving this person, to let go and to move on with my life. I can't do this on my own, but I'm willing to try. Please help me do this. Amen. Thanks for listening today. If this has been helpful to you, I want to ask you to do three things. First, click the follow or subscribe button so you can find out right away when my next episode is being released. Second, write a review and let other people know how this has been helpful to you. And finally, tell your friends and family so they can benefit as well. Also, if you have a question you want me to answer, reach out to me at my website at roborum.com. That's robb2bsoram.com. Until next time, keep your eyes on Jesus.